That is an enigmatic passage, isn't it? Have you ever tried explaining that parable at Sunday school level? The sort of moral compass is spinning a bit, isn't it? In terms of the dishonest manager is the hero of the story, has something to teach us. We like very clear good, very clear bad, but this story, Jesus is, may leave us confused. The more I read about it, the more there is to not presume. For example, how management happened in that setting and what was normal business practice. I'm aware we're going to leave shortly, and I just want to speak about the one or two features that are clear to me. In the Greek, the way money is spoken about is literally mammona tesedikias, which is translated the mammon of unrighteousness. Mammon was a god, a pagan god, the god of wealth. Now, as soon as we start talking about a god, we're talking about something with personality. It's a spirit. So he's referring to money as this idol, this god of unrighteousness. The phrase dirty money comes somewhere close, but it misses that sense of being personalized. So gods are objects or of worship. You lift your heart to whoever you call on for your salvation. You happen to think like polytheists for just a moment. I know that's not where you live, but this is the sort of world that Jesus, that was the background. So he's very clearly saying, you can't serve that God, that idol, and the true God at the same time. But he does say it's the mammona of the mammon of unrighteousness. Now, a bit like another story of Jesus, I had to borrow $20 this morning from Penny. It's on very good credit terms. It's coming back to her after the service. And just to represent folding stuff, because I don't carry any of this. Here's the raw, rude reality. This is dirty stuff. Not because money is inherently unevil, it's inherently evil, it's just a means of exchange. It can be quite neutral, you know, and we learn as kids with counters and various games that there's this, these red tokens get so much and the blue ones get this. That's quite neutral. But this is part of an economy. Oikos, part of an economy. And what powers this is a lot of dirty practice. Now, we've been hearing more about this in recent decades, and investment funds and insurance companies have realized they have to have an ethical policy, because the best returns in money terms often come from enterprises that deal in death and violence. If you invest in the arms industry, you get a good return. There's money in war, especially at the moment. Funds the economy. I'm very aware of this in terms of anyone like me who has a pension plan and investments. There is an ethical quality to that. Is it righteous? Is it unrighteous? The big economy that Jesus lived in was that of the Roman Empire. You fund it by conquest. You capture people, you take their lands, and you just keep that going. That funds the economy. behind every gold coin. You enslave people. You do all that sort of thing. So that gives you a sense of the, when Jesus is saying the mammon of unrighteousness, that's my interpretation of what he was getting at. And it requires service, it requires worship, because all idols require worship and eventually then sacrifice as well. So here is this manager who for some reason is about to be laid off, but he has control of the accounts for a little bit longer and he goes to work. And he uses the financial situation to secure his future. And Jesus commends him. So what can we take out of that? Well, one thing is, it's only money. Jesus doesn't put a great store on money. What this manager does is he invests in relationships. He cultivates relationships so that he will have hospitality, he will have friends, he will have tables that are open to him with this stuff. And I believe Jesus is pointing to a mystery. With $20, I could invest in a relationship. I went down George Street now, and I found someone who looked hungry. And I offered them a $20 meal and a hot drink. I would be their friend all afternoon. And from then on, there would be a relationship. Come on, it's as simple as this. You do this with a puppy dog. If you feed it, you go up on the Christmas card list rankings, don't you? You become a friend. You're investing in a relationship. So the irony is that this stuff, funded by injustice, violence, and more, can be invested in a way that establishes relationship. You don't buy the people's friendship necessarily, but you make it possible. Is your head spinning? Dirty dealing can make good friends. So Jesus says the people of this age, the people who are totally grounded in money, have a better insight and grasp of this than the Holy Joes. The pure, the naive, the ones who just keep away from dirty stuff. No, you can use dirty stuff for good ends. Don't stay away from it, but don't worship it. Don't give it a value or a place in your heart that competes with the place that God has to have. So I offer these thoughts as orientations for life that begins on Monday morning as the economy kicks off again. New Zealand banks are quite quaint. They don't do anything on the weekend. They're not part of a 24/7 economy. It's only money, but it can achieve great things and even ring into eternity, is what Jesus is saying. Understand the season. Use today's dirty money for eternal wealth. Amen.